90-minute tape master duplicated to 60 minutes. Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. Interview of Mr. Kim Fong Tom, Tape 1, Side B, with noise reduction.
The Japanese mothers took their children, who were really half Chinese, half Japanese, to, mm-hmm. to the camps. Mm-hmm. And you said that there were two families who were like that. Mm-hmm. In what did the father try to do? Well, there's nothing the father can do?
There's nothing they can do.
They must have felt...
During the wartime, anything for national security, they can just...
And why did you go to Colorado, or did they assign you to Colorado?
No. Somebody recommended me to go there to teach in the Navy Language School, where we trained the Navy officers.
Navy Language School. Why would that? And that was
in University of Colorado.
I see. And after that, and then you taught there for 2 or 3 years?
No, I taught them there less than a year because OSS, Office of Strategic Service, mm-hmm. requested my service from the Navy. I was transferred there.
I see. Did you come back to Los Angeles during that time at all, from after 43? Between 43 and 46?
Oh, yeah, I come back to Los Angeles. After I joined the OSS.
When was that?
That's in 1944.
Oh, I see. So from 44 till 46 you were in LA again,
yeah.
With the OSS. Were there many Chinese in the OSS?
That's not something to talk about.
Oh.
Not even now.
I see. Okay. What about the getting back to the Chinese in Chinatown here, those that were born here, or those that have come here for a long time? Did you ever ask them how, or did you ever observe how they lived? For instance, how did they get married? Did they go back to China to get married?
You mean the young people here at that time?
Yes.
Well, those born in the United States, I seldom go back to China to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few cases they went back.
Mm-hmm. I see. And they bring back their wives.
They bring back their wives.
Most of them stayed here. How did
they before the war, they cannot do that. It was the President Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the exclusion act against the Chinese people are not good. So he changed that.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, the American citizen can go back to China to marry and bring their wife to the United States.
When did he do that? Which year?
I think the second year when the United States got into the World War.
So that's 40...
Let's see.
World
War. They got in at the end of 1941. 42, I think.
Around 42.
Mm-hmm.
So. And how did the Chinese men and women meet, before they get married? Were they introduced by their parents? Were they set up by matchmakers or what?
You mean those who went back to China?
No, those that got married here.
Oh, they probably know each other in school.
Oh.
Or in the church.
Oh. Uh-huh. Were matchmakers common at that time, or did they?
No, not very common. But we have that occasionally.
I mean,
it's not a professional meditation.
Yes.
It's just some friend or relative introduced them to each other.
Uh-huh. And what about the Chinese man that went back to China? Was there somebody there that they have been set up with to get married? Or?
Generally, they have the idea that their relative or friends have someone and wrote to them, maybe send them the information, their pictures, and then they went back. Because if they like,
mm-hmm.
they generally meet at a dinner or something like that.
I see. So, but it was when did that sort of thing stop? You know, going back to China and sort of getting married more or less blindly.
Well, they are not blind marriage like before. They generally went back and they met in a very well. If they don't like each other, they don't marry. You know.
What about having children? You know, were they anxious to have sons? You know, even those that were born here. When you talk to them, they say, "Oh, I want a son," and this and that.
They don't admit it, but I know most of our Chinese people like to have sons.
Doesn't matter if they're born here or they came over from China, right? It's the same attitude.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have all sons, though. They would like to have son and daughter. But if they have to choose between just one son or one daughter, they would have son.
What's your attitude?
My attitude?
Uh-huh.
The same. The same by any Chinese. Because someone who will carry my family name.
Uh-huh.
I have one son, that's all.
That's all, huh? Ah, I see. So if your firstborn were a daughter, then you would have gone on to have
I would like to have a son, yeah.
I see. Your son, when was he born, roughly?
My son was born in 1941.
That's 41. Okay. Did you send him to Chinese schools?
He went to Chinese school, yes.
Yeah?
He speaks Chinese like a Chinese come from China.
Ah, because he speaks it at home with you, too.
Yes. My grandchildren don't speak Chinese. This is the generation.
I see. Yeah, interesting. How many years of Chinese school did you attend?
5 years. 5 or 6 years.
I see. Did you make sure that he learned how to write and all that?
Well, I didn't teach him very much until he got to the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. I see. Getting back to the interracial marriages, besides marrying Japanese, what other kinds of ethnic groups did the Chinese people marry, if they marry outside?
Well, there are some cases they marry white. Or black.
Really?
Or Mexican.
Oh.
Yeah. Not very popular at that time, but there are some cases.
Do you personally know of anybody?
Oh, yes.
That?
I don't know them as friends, but I know who is marrying American, white.
These cases, was it mostly Chinese men marrying non-Chinese women or Chinese women marrying non-Chinese men?
Mostly Chinese men marry a non-Chinese woman.
Mm. Did you know how the reaction of the community? I mean, you say it was not popular, but, you know, was there any...
The Chinese community don't care to whom they marry. But the thing is, like the people who marry black,
mm-hmm.
their friend become black. They socially contact with black.
Hmm.
Now, like, they marry Mexican girl, they generally contact with Mexican people.
Oh, so once they marry...
The woman is the one really generally...
I see. I mean, okay, for instance, if a Chinese woman married and an American white
yeah.
man, then most of their friends would still be Chinese.
That's the difference. They marry a Chinese white, they still go half and half.
So oh.
they go with the wife's friend, or the wife go with his friend.
Yeah. I see. Why the Chinese men, they don't? Is it because their friends don't want them as friends anymore? The Chinese men who marry blacks in Mexico?
No, but I don't know why. But as far as then I'll go back to the family association,
mm-hmm.
they still go to the family association. I know the Chen family, they still go to the family association.
Mm-hmm.
But just socially, they go more with his wife as their friend.
Mm. Huh. Did you ever study the reason you don't know?
Well, there are some, I don't know, I cannot tell you something is not scientific, it is guess.
I see. But they were accepted. In other words, if he brought his wife into the family association, into a gathering of mostly, and that of what you said applies to whites too. If a Chinese man married an American lady, then their friends are all Americans.
Their friends are American and Chinese both.
No, I thought you said if a Chinese man married a woman of
yeah.
another race, then most of their friends would be of the other race.
The black and the Mexican.
Oh, but not
the white. But
the white
is, when they married the white, they have white friend and they still keep their old Chinese friend.
Yeah. Did you think it was more acceptable for a Chinese to marry a white American, more so than Black American or Mexican?
At that time, yes.
Not anymore?
Now, not to be, I tell you frankly,
mm-hmm.
the Chinese not favor marry outside of their own race.
Does that include like Koreans and Japanese?
Include everything.
I see.
But the Korean and Japanese, they are not so discriminate in marriage.
Mm-hmm. I see. But was there more discrimination toward the Mexicans and the blacks than say toward whites in terms of being unacceptable or unfavorable, whatever?
Well, unfavorable, but marry outside of our own race at that time, and even now, and now they come up.
Did you know that their family's reaction, you know, if the Chinese men married?
Family generally don't like them to marry outside their own people.
I mean, was there any strong kind of negative sentiments against that, or did they just sort of...
You mean now?
No, at that time.
At that time? Oh yeah, very strong sentiment against that.
Mm-hmm. American, did you ever see any American movies where there were Chinese roles? For instance, like Good Earth or Charlie Chan?
Yeah, I saw that.
Roles? What did you think of it? How did you think the Chinese were portrayed in those movies?
Well, some Chinese in China, they think they don't present the true picture. But when I see it from the entertaining side, and I think they're doing a very good work in the direction.
Entertainment, I mean?
Yes.
Even say, for instance, Chinese being portrayed as what is it? As waiters and whatnot, or sometimes they were depicted as being rather stupid.
Mm-hmm. That's the Hollywood idea. The Hollywood idea. Some Chinese are object to things that are not reasonable. Like when they show the Chinese have a long hair, a kilt,
mm-hmm.
wearing a kilt. And sometimes objectively, they have no reason to object, but at that time they do have a cue. They do wear a cue.
Not in the 1930s.
Huh?
Not in the 1930s.
The picture is not, Good Earth is not telling you 1930.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling you that the background at those, at 80 during the Qing Dynasty.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't mind the things you saw?
If it is the truth, I don't mind.
Did you ever see any Chinese rolls that you didn't like?
There's quite a few cheap pictures that the director don't know anything about China.
Like what? Can you name me a few?
Oh, I cannot remember the name, but there's some cheap pictures, not necessary it's in the movie, but you can even see it in some of the publications.
Mm-hmm. What kind of jobs would most people consider to be ideal for their children?
At that time?
Yes, at that time.
At that time, they would like the children to get a civil service job.
Oh, I see. Because it's secure.
Mm-hmm.
Did many Chinese you know of want to go back to China? You know, to live?
Oh, yeah. At that time, yes.
At that time? Mm-hmm. And did they do so?
Not today. Not when the communists running the country.
Before World War II, were there many Chinese who went back to China?
Before
after
World
they made
War
II?
Oh, yeah. Particularly during Depression time. They cannot make it here. They went back to China with whatever they got, you know.
But you came here after the Depression? Or?
I came here at
after
the time.
The worst of
it's
the Depression.
It's the worst time.
It was the worst time?
1933.
Oh,
you see, Depression is beginning at the end of 1931.
I thought it started in 29, the crash.
So-called, but it's getting worse and worse.
How did you observe how the Depression hit the Chinese? How were the Chinese affected?
The Chinese hit pretty hard. That's why, in my thesis I mentioned, I forget, during 1925 or something like that,
mm-hmm.
There are more Chinese went back to China than they come to this country.
Mm, because they couldn't make it here.
They couldn't make it here.
Their businesses closed down?
They sell their business.
What kind of business were the most hard hit? Restaurants or groceries?
Of course, restaurants is the one people can afford to go out to eat.
Mm-hmm. What about laundromats?
Laundromat, they just cut down the price that they charge the customer, and they still have business. But they just hardly making a good living.
Mm-hmm. I see. When did you feel the end of depression? When did you actually feel that you were out of the depression, or that the Chinese?
Well, the country
not affected anymore.
In 1936, the country is turning around.
Mm-hmm.
The national economy is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But after a year or so, and it's getting better again, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
So during that time, during the Depression, most Chinese went back. And then later on, when times got better, did they come back here or did they just stay back?
Some just stayed here, some come back.
Uh-huh.
You see that a true Depression is 1930, 31, 32, all the way here. Until after 1936, I think we don't have a real bad depression, it's only recession.
Yeah. I see. But you were not affected, the students were not affected.
No.
And your parents were not affected.
My parents in China.
Well, of course, they were not affected by the economic depression here. But they were affected after the around 36, 37 when this Japanese, during the Japanese War.
During the Japanese War, at the beginning part, it's still all right until Japan took over all the coastal cities and they had to move to Hong Kong.
When did they do that?
Well, when Japan took Canton.
Which year was that?
That's, I think it's 1939, something like that. I can't remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. And that's where your parents went up?
Well, my whole family went to Hong Kong.
Uh-huh. And they stayed there?
They stay there.
All the way to... they never went back, not even?
Well, they went back after the Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
When the communists come in, they went to Hong Kong again.